Basic battery electric mobility is what Fiat is offering for 2024 with the second generation 500e. The departure of the subcompact 500X utility vehicle means the tiny 500e hatchback will be the only Fiat model offered in North America. As a nameplate, this isn't the 500E's first rodeo. The previous model made a brief appearance for the 2017-19 model years, but only in California and Oregon. Previous gasoline-powered Fiat 500 models were available nationwide for 2012-20. The new model will be available in Quebec and BC before rolling out across Canada. Stylistically, the 2024-500E gets a noticeable front and rear end makeover. The fenders, which contain spiffy-looking 17-inch multi-spoke wheels, bulge more prominently around the wheel arches, and a large 500 logo replaces a small grille opening found in the gasoline 500. Stylistically, the 2024-500E gets a noticeable front and rear end makeover. Photo: Fiat. The 500E is only slightly bigger than the previous version. Its closest rival, the 2024 Mini Cooper Electric, is a bit longer and it has more distance between the front and rear wheels. The Mini seems almost full-size by comparison. The four-passenger interior is a familiar spot, but for 2024, a decent-sized 10.25-inch infotainment screen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto connectivity is front and center on the dashboard, next to the circular 7.0-inch driver's cluster. The front seats are well bolstered and are covered in recycled materials, and access to the split-folding rear bench is through the wide front doors. But since the 500E is the tiniest car on the market, leg and shoulder room will be on the tight side no matter where you're seated. The 500E's four-passenger interior is a familiar spot, but a decent-sized 10.25-inch infotainment screen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto connectivity is front and center on the dashboard next to the circular 7.0-inch driver's cluster. Photo: Fiat. Upon entering, passengers are treated to a digital melody. The sound of the 500-inch serenades alerts nearby pedestrians and helps mask the motor's electric whirring noise. Cargo volume is also understandably limited but can be maximized by lowering the rear seat backs, which don't fold completely flat. The power system comprises a 118-horsepower electric motor supported by a 42-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery pack. That's marginally better than the previous 500E's 111-horsepower. Fiat estimates a 0 to 60 mph, 96 km per hour, time of 8.5 seconds and a top speed of 150 km per hour for the 1,350 kg car. Estimated maximum range is 238 km. These specs are modest and underscore the 500E's calling as a handy city runabout and grocery getter. The regenerative braking system, which helps replenish the battery, can bring the 500E to a complete stop without the driver touching the brake pedal. The power system comprises a 118-horsepower electric motor supported by a 42-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery pack. Output is 118 horsepower and 162 pound-feet of torque. Photo: Fiat. According to Fiat, a 480-volt Level 3 commercial fast charger will add 50 kilometers of range to the 500E in 5 minutes. A charge to 80% capacity from empty takes about 35 minutes. Why 80% and not 100? Because the charge speed dramatically slows once 80% is reached, which is the case with most hybrids and EVs on the market, and automakers want to advertise their quickest times. Hooking the 500E to a 240-volt Level 2 station, like you would install at home, 80% capacity is reached in about 4 hours and 15 minutes. A home charger is baked into the 500E's base price of $42,100, including destination charges, or you can opt for charging credit you don't need the station. The vehicle is eligible for the $5,000 federal IZEV rebate and up to $7,000 in provincial rebates. In Quebec, that means the 500E is in the low $30,000 range. Initially, all 500S will be red with matching red interior trim. This is in recognition of RED, the AIDS charity that was partly founded by U2 band singer Bono. Fiat intends to drop additional specialized color schemes following the launch. The 500E's front seats are well bolstered and are covered in recycled materials, but since the 500E is the tiniest car on the market, leg and shoulder room will be on the tight side no matter where you're seated. Photo: Fiat. Among the standard features are climate control, navigation system, wireless charging pad, and a six-way manually adjustable driver's seat. Active safety technology includes emergency braking, lane departure warning, pedestrian, cyclist detection, and inattentive driver alert. To this list, you can add active cruise control, blind spot warning, traffic sign recognition, and a 360-degree surround view camera. On paper, the cute 500E offers an affordable way to experience daily commuting and various short-haul trips without burning fossil fuel. But will the 500E's size and range shortcomings limit interest in such a specialized form of transportation? Only time and public interest will tell. What you should know: 2024 Fiat 500E. Type: front-wheel drive electric subcompact hatchback. Motor: HP. Single front electric, 147. Transmission: single speed controller. Market position: the Stellantis division has had challenges gaining acceptance in North America. As the 500E is the only available Fiat vehicle, the company is obviously banking on appealing to individuals and multi-vehicle families who require a commuter for short trips. Points: attention-grabbing styling. Hatchback body provides maximum small car cargo capacity. Attractive interior has a premium look. Tall-ish roofline should help make entry and exit a bit easier. Small size means a small battery and short range. Lack of power shouldn't negatively affect sales, but overall size might. Active safety: blind spot warning with cross-traffic backup alert, opt. Active cruise control, opt. Front emergency braking, STD. Inattentive driver alert, STD. Lane departure warning, STD. Pedestrian warning, STD. La, 100 kilometers, city, highway, N. A. Base price, INCL. Destination, $42,100. By comparison, Mini Cooper electric base price, $48, 2002025 model offers 181 hp, and an estimated 183 kilometers of range. Hyundai Kona EV base price, $49,000. New 2024 model uses a 201 hp motor, 420 kilometers of range. Nissan Leaf base price, $44,600. Roomy hatch has 147 and 214 hp motors, 340 kilometers of range. Written by Malcolm Gunn, managing partner at Wheelbase Media. If you're interested in new or used vehicles, be sure to visit todaysdrive.com to find your dream car today. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.